Welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. I'm your host, Jay Fitter. Phone lines are now open. Toll free, 855-279-3758. Once again, 855-279-3758. That's toll free. Lines are open if you have any questions related to relationships, parenting, marriage, any of those things, feel free to call. This show airs live on Mondays and Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and can be heard at any time at blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. You can catch up on the other episodes if you haven't heard them yet. I just finished a series, a two-part series on differentiating between punishment and discipline and logical and natural consequences. So you can catch up on those if you haven't heard those yet. Good information for parents to help our kids to avoid long-term consequences for choices that they make. This is an educational show, not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. I have to say that so nobody thinks that this is actual therapy. So if you do need therapy, this is not taking its place. You still need to go out and spend the money for it. So go ahead and call now if you have any questions. 855-279-3758. A little bit about me. I am a licensed therapist. Been in practice for 20 years, currently in private practice in Southern California. I also work with adolescents, primarily a lot of adolescents I work with, but also in private practice as well as juvenile hall. I'm one of the few people that actually let into juvenile hall to work with some of the minors with some real significant problems. I also do parenting workshops. Parenting workshops are based on my book, Respect Your Children. For more information about parenting workshops or any other speaking issues that you would like information on, you can go to Family Answer Man on Facebook and click like and submit your questions, and I will respond to you. As far as speaking issues and other workshops and such like that. You can also call the office directly. You can call my office directly at 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. But make sure you go over to Facebook and like the fan page, Family Answer Man. That's where you'll also get constant updates on upcoming shows and the titles, and you'll get the links directly to those shows, so you'll know what's going on if there's particular topics that are of interest to you or others that you know. Once again, to find the show, to find the older broadcast, go to blogtalkradio.com. Okay. I want to talk a little bit tonight about sexting. Most of you probably are familiar with sexting, but some of you may not be. Basically, what is sexting? Sexting is sending sexually explicit messages or photographs, most commonly on the telephone, on kids, on cell phones and things like that. Well, it's not just kids. Kids and adults and everybody. Messages or photographs, often of yourselves, through your cell phone. A couple of statistics about that, just to let you know about the prevalence here. A lot of parents thinking, well, my gosh, my child would never send a sexually explicit picture of themselves to anybody. But here's some real-world statistics. 20% of all teenagers between the ages in this country, between the ages of 13 and 19 years of age, have sent sexually explicit photographs or messages at least one time. So we're talking about 1 in 5 girls. 1 in 5 girls have sent sexually explicit pictures or messages when they were between the ages of 13 and 19. So you look at an average classroom with 30 kids, 15 boys, 15 girls. Chances are 3 of those girls, junior high or high school, have sent these photographs. So if you think it's something that just is somewhere else and it's not me, or because my child is involved in this church or my child does this or that, you know, you have to become aware. And part of what this show is about is teaching you. It's not just giving you alarming information, but actually teaching you so that you can help your children. Another statistic, 30% of all teens have received at least one sexually explicit picture or message. So we're talking about 3 out of 10 kids. So even if your kids are like not even involved in any of this at all, there's a pretty good chance, a 30% chance, that they've received at least one. If you have a teen in high school and you ask them, my personal experience is I've seen it be quite a bit higher, it seems like, than 30%. Most teens, when I talk to them about it, about sending these pictures and things like that, they view it as a game. To them, it's like, it's just for fun. Everybody does it. It is very common. So it's like, it's not a big deal. One of the most common scenarios would be you have a young girl who decides to send a picture of herself, somewhat revealing photograph of herself, to her boyfriend. You know, maybe she does it on her own, or maybe he encourages her to do it. So she sends the picture, and that's all kind of cool, so they think. And then a few months later, surprise, surprise, they break up. Okay? And suddenly this boy who just was so in love with her is thinking, how can I get back at her? Oh, I know. I'm going to show all of my friends this picture she sent. So pretty soon, this one photograph that this girl sent her boyfriend that he promised to never share it with anybody else, suddenly half the boys in school have a copy of it. And so this girl's reputation has gone, you know, taken a dramatic hit. You know, I have seen girls who have had to drop out of schools and left because of the stigma, because of the pressure they got, because of the way people have viewed them after they had, when suddenly everybody was seeing these photographs of them. So it's not, you know, it doesn't become just this simple little thing like, oh, I just, between the two of us. You know, there was a time when you could even, you know, send a sexually explicit letter or something. You use old days, for those of you who remember days of letters. You send things to someone, and that's it. It's just a piece of paper. Nowadays, you send messages or you send pictures, and as soon as you do, you lose complete control over it, because then anybody who gets a hold of that can basically put it onto the internet, and within a matter of seconds, somebody from on the other side of the world can have that picture. And that picture, once it's there, can be very difficult to make it go away ever. That picture can be floating around months, years, even decades from now, theoretically. Once again, call-in number, 855-279-3758. 855-279-3758. And so often there will be young girls who will, you know, think this is just a very innocent thing I'm doing with my boyfriend, and have no idea that in such a short time, millions of people around the world can be looking at this photograph that she's taken of herself, or this letter that she wrote, and it's there forever. And one of the problems that comes from this, amongst many, is one day these kids get out of school and they start looking for jobs. And nowadays, employers when they're looking and they're screening someone, it's very common for them to view social media profiles. So if they're viewing social media profiles and they're looking for your name on the internet and they see a photograph of you coming up, this has the potential of affecting your career, your job potential. Now, bear in mind what I'm saying. It doesn't mean it's going to happen in every case, in every situation. I'm just saying these are things that kids aren't aware of, and these are things that as parents we need to share with our kids and explain to them. And so often parents don't want to talk about these topics because it's not comfortable. It's like, I don't want to talk about sexual, you know, I don't want to ask if they're sending this, or I don't want to even know if they're doing it. Just don't tell me. You know, it's like the old see no evil, hear no evil kind of thing. I'm not talking about it. That doesn't mean not there. So as parents, we have an obligation, a responsibility to help our children because they don't understand the long-term implications of this. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, a young girl could do this, send a picture or something, and think nothing of it. And years later, she's a parent herself and has her own children. And those children are on the internet looking at things. And what's going to happen if they find this picture of mom when she was in high school? So these are things we need to talk to our kids about. And the idea in sharing these things and helping them so that they can come to the conclusion that this probably isn't a good idea to be sending these things. Because you can tell your kids all day, don't do this, don't do that. And the reality is we can't make our kids do anything. We can't make them not do anything, because especially when they're in high school. But if we can teach them to understand the implications and to make a decision on their own, this is not something I want to do, then that's when we've succeeded, because that's when they're making the right kinds of choices when we're not around. Let's look at some of the impacts. And children are not the only people who deal with sexting, sending these messages and things like that. It's kind of a story that's been in the news for the past several weeks. Seems like forever. Anthony Weiner in New York. I don't know much about the guy, but apparently, what I understand, he had sent some sexually explicit photos of himself, I believe when he was in Congress, but I'm not sure. I think he was in Congress. And as a result of that, he ended up having to resign. And then, I mean, you know, to be able to get elected to Congress in a state like New York, I mean, think of the number of people, what you have to do to work your way up to get to that point, and yet participating in sexting basically destroyed his career. And then, supposedly, what I understand is he got help and decided to run for mayor. And he started running for mayor, and then suddenly all of these new things came out. Things came out, according to the news, that he had continued sending sexually explicit messages and photos, or sexting, as they say, to other women. And as a result now, last I saw when I was reading on the internet, at one point he was leading the race for mayor, and now he is in fourth place. Because people are looking at that and saying, okay, is this the guy we want to run our city, you know, as mayor? So that is an excellent example of, even as adults, making these kind of choices, how as hard as we may work for years to work on our career, how the entire thing can be pulled down by these kinds of choices. Once again, the number 855-279-3758. One last thing I want to reference about that, this whole thing, is, you know, I mentioned that you have a young girl sends a picture of herself, or maybe she's 15 years old, and she's a 15-year-old boyfriend. And so she does it, and then they break up, and he sends it to his friends. Some of his friends are juniors and seniors in high school, and a lot of seniors are 18 years old. And so if this senior gets caught and his phone gets inspected, that is what we call child pornography, okay? Because having a sexually explicit photo of an underage person is child pornography. So here you have a kid who thinks this is all just a big game. I got this picture because my friend sent it to me. It's kind of cool, of this girl. And yet he's looking at the potential of being charged with a felony of child pornography. So these are all examples of the things that can happen with sexting. As popular as it is, you know that one in five girls send it. They don't think about this. In high school, it's like this little bitty, you know, enclosed little dome. It's like, oh, we all do it for fun. But they often don't see the real life, real world implications of that. And that's where, as parents, we need to help our kids understand so that they can make the right decisions, not us telling them what to do. Because, like I said before, you can't tell your kids to do things because you can't be around them. If you think you can make your kids do things, you're just fooling yourself, basically. So once again, if you enjoy this show, if you want to hear more of them or see some of the older ones, go to Facebook Family Answer Man page and like that page, and you can submit questions there. Once again, the office number is 951-272-8304. It's 951-272-8304. Facebook Family Answer Man. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Good evening.